Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is Day 7 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Selective Memory versus Surrendered Lives. Jim Elliot said, "Wherever you are, be all there. Live to the hilt every situation you believe to be the will of God." Today's text is Joshua 1:16 through 18. "And they answered Joshua, 'All that you have commanded us we will do, and wherever you send us we will go. Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your commandment and disobeys your words, whatever you commanded him, shall be put to death. Only be strong and courageous.'" In Joshua 1:16, the 2.5 tribes that settled east of the Promised Land told Joshua, "All that you have commanded we will do." This is exactly what their ancestors had said to Moses in Exodus 19:8. All the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do." In the second half of Joshua 1:16, they declare even deeper allegiance, "And wherever you send us we will go." The 2.5 tribes then make a still more audacious statement in verse 17. "Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, so we will obey you." This generation that would inherit the Promised Land watched a generation before them continually disobey God's leadership. If you follow the Israelites after they leave Mount Sinai, you will see the previous generation rebelled against Moses 7 times across 11 chapters of Numbers. They continually complained and spoke against Moses. This wasn't just a few critical people. The whole nation complained. Numbers 16:41 states, "All the congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and against Aaron. They did not fully obey Moses, and these 2.5 tribes will not fully obey Joshua either." They continue to voice their commitment in verse 18. "Whoever rebels against your commandment and disobeys your words, whatever you command him shall be put to death." Their statement would be fulfilled just a few chapters later in Joshua 8, when Israel is defeated at Ai. As we will see in our study, Achan and his entire family will be stoned in the Valley of Trouble because Achan disobeyed God's command. When we consider our own tendencies, we see that, just like the disobedient tribes, the problem isn't that we don't know what to do. It's that we don't do it. Sometimes we have selective memory when it comes to our faith journey. More than vocal commitments, we need surrendered lives. If we would only be strong and courageous and follow through on what we say we will do, we would live with all that God has promised us. Disobedience and disunity have done irrevocable harm to God's people. Constant arguments and disputes have not only destroyed our witness, they have also caused us to miss many spiritual victories that God had planned for us in the Promised Land. The Preacher's Commentary series on Joshua has a great illustration of the unity needed by God's people to serve one another in love. The story is told of a man who died and stepped into the presence of Saint Peter. He asked if he could take a look at both heaven and hell. Saint Peter showed him a large banquet room of people eating magnificently prepared food. Then Peter took him to another large banquet room. Again, a man saw people eating magnificently prepared food. Somewhat confused, he asked Saint Peter, "Which one of these rooms is heaven and which is hell? They look the same to me." Saint Peter said, "Let's go back and look more carefully at the persons in each of these rooms." The man did look, and then noted that the only eating utensil assigned to each person in the two rooms was a long, sharp sword. In one room, the people were selfishly stabbing at their food and slashing their faces and bodies in their endeavor to feed themselves. In the other room, the people had learned to pierce the food with the sword and then to ever so tenderly and sensitively feed each other. Hell was the room filled with people so determined to do things their way that it was ending up a place of mangled, bloody bodies. Heaven was the room of unity, love, and joy. A people mobilized for action involves the interaction of qualified leadership and unselfish persons with unified common goals. Questions. How have you seen the consequences of disobedience of God's people? What personally have you missed out on because of disunity and rebellion against God and His leadership? Name one time that you expressed strong commitment to carrying out God's will for your life and then fell short of living out that commitment. Do you think the 2.5 tribes intended to keep the commitment expressed in today's verses? Why or why not? Pray with me. Lord, guide us toward obedience so that we can be unified under your Spirit. Teach us to be more like you so that we can recognize you in others and we can follow you wherever we see you. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.